With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So let me ask you, I know when you woke up on Saturday morning from your sleeping it off.
Yeah.
And because we were on the air Friday night and we knew this was happening. There was serious heat blowing that they were going to get him. And you were probably what, out or were you in bed or whatever? When did you find out that they got Stanton?
Friday night.
So you knew late night?
Yes, I did.
And what was your initial reaction? You wanted to hurl. Seriously, because you hate him.
Yeah, I'm not big on conspiracy theories, but I will say there is something to this Jeter thing. I it just doesn't look good.
You think he's in cahoots with the Yankees?
No, I'm not saying that. There's just something off-putting about it, you know. And yes, I'm a Yankee hater, 100%. I'll never not admit that. I'm proud of that. But it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. There's something weird about it. And by the way, even if it's not Jeter, there's something not right about it to begin with. Because why should you sign a guy to the biggest contract and then get rid of him only to be picked up by the team that can afford him the most? The economics
are bad. So in other words, like,
bad.
The deal that he signed for $325 million was a joke to begin with, and that they knew all along they were never going to honor it.
I understand, right? The team's in debt, but how are they going to make money now? Nobody's going to go to the games. They're not going to make money off of baseball games, which is, you know, the point of it, right? I mean, it's a business.
Right. So
I think Jeter looks bad in this entire thing. And it's not only the trade. Jeter decided to go to Monday Night Football instead of the baseball winter meetings when he pulled off the biggest trade, the most important trade in the history of the franchise. The franchise he took over.
And he doesn't show up
. He's sitting there with Hannah at the football game tonight.
So do you think he'll last as the owner of the Marlins? I asked John Harper this. In 10 years, will he be there?
Yes.
You think he will?
Yes, I do.
Carver, how do you think he will?
Yes.
You want to know why he will be?
Why?
Because the Steinbrenners aren't selling the Yankees. Because that's where he really wants
to be. Even if he wanted to, I don't think he'll ever get hands on the Yankees, Jeter. He doesn't have that kind of money. He doesn't even have enough money for the Marlins.
He hates the Yankees now.
I do.
He hates the Yankees.
I understand that.
Jeter hates the Yankees. Jeter hates the Yankees right
really?
Now.
Really? Why is that?
He's still all upset because they lowballed him on his last contract. He hates the Yankees, which makes this whole thing even more ridiculous.
What do you mean? Like, you think he cares about
he
his last contract?
He still holds a grudge against the Yankees.
He's a fool.
Why?
Because he does. He doesn't. That's why he doesn't go there anymore. That's why he doesn't. He still holds a grudge with Cashman and the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. Chris, what do you think of this whole thing?
I don't think he'll be there. I think the only chance he has is if this bottom crater isn't so low that it lasts 5 or 6 years. I think if we're year five and they don't show substantial growth and progress as an organization, I think it's going to go down as one of the biggest blunders in sports management history.
Or they could just, let's say in 5 to 7 years, the guy that owns it says, I don't need this nightmare. All right, Jay, you're the man. So you leave and sell it again yourself, and then Jeter wouldn't own it. Jeter is a very small, in my
right.
view.
At the end of the day, he's a minority owner.
A minority owner.
The other guys can go, hey, you suck. Get out of here and sell us your piece.
Did you just see this guy get mauled, Amendola, no flag? Are you kidding me? Did you see this? Are you kidding? Watch this. Tell me this isn't pass interference. Tell me this isn't pass interference. Here we go. Oh, I guess he never touched him. That's a good call. All right, so you think... All right, going back to this whole thing. So they get Stanton, and do you feel that, like Scott Miller said, it's like the Bash Brothers having McGuire and Canseco? Can you imagine that they have these two back-to-back in a lineup?
Yeah.
Judge and Stan. Right. And even Sanchez. And it goes on and on. Bird. If Bird were to ever play 100
and be healthy,
130 games, let's say, I could see him missing 30 games.
You could see him jack 42.
Can you imagine?
He's the lefty who could go the short porch. I mean, it's...
And Didi just keeps getting better and better, and so did Gardner's never been better.
Look, it all sounds nice here on December 11th. It sounds great. It really does.
You don't think that team's going to win?
I think they're going to win, but...
They won without him.
What do you mean by win? You think they're going to win automatic for the World Series? That's done? Signed, sealed?
No, I just think they're going to win the East, and I think they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I can agree with that. They're going to go to the playoffs this year. But
so, I mean,
they still have the same guys in the rotation that they had this year. Okay? CeCe will be a year older.
They got
older.
The job done.
You could say that, maybe. I don't know. Other than Severino, is anything a real guarantee for them? Tanaka, you know?
I mean, they got we'll it see. Done. They just went to the ALCS with the same bunch.
I'm not completely sold yet on that front. I think they'll get there, but I don't think they're a slam dunk to be a World Series. Astros are still a good young team that's going to be defending champs. I don't think they're a slam dunk for anything. I told you Friday night I didn't think they needed him, and I still stand by that. They got him for nothing, so there you go. I'll take him. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be, I guess, fun to watch these guys blast balls out of Yankee Stadium every night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You got that right. I'm Matt in Columbus. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my Mother Pharrell and call.
You're the man.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say real quick, Jeter's been saying he's going to ditch Stanton since day one, and he got no pushback. So why now, after he does it, everybody's outraged?
Oh, I think that it's not that surprising that he dealt him based on that they didn't want to pay the new owners, Jeter being one of them, that $300 million contract. So I'm not surprised that they traded him either. I'm just surprised, to be honest with you, that they traded him for a bag of peanuts to the New York Yankees. How's that?
Oh, that's fair.
That's it. Like, that was just a horrible trade, is what that was. They just said, here, take him. We don't want him, and you can have it. And the Yankees can afford it, so, and the Marlins can't. So, I mean, they could have still, in my view, traded him to the Yankees and gotten way more than they got. And that's because Jeter's a dumbass.
And that's all goes back to, like Harp said, the mismanagement that he did by not talking to him beforehand and finding out that he didn't want to go to St. Louis or he didn't want to go to San Francisco.
That's right.
He went and made deals with these teams, not knowing that the guy wasn't going to go there, and that just loses, like Harp said, all his leverage with the Yankees.
Because he handled it like a dumbass. I mean, Derek Jeter showed, I hate to say it, but he showed his true jockism. He's just a baseball player. He's a jock that he's not a savvy, shrewd. Now, everyone's going to say, yes, he is. He runs the Players Tribune. Boy, it must be really hard getting megastar athletes to do interviews on their own website about sports without using reporters because they hate them so much. Congratulations. You're a genius. The Players Tribune is a media unit derived by athletes just to do all the media themselves without reporters because they don't like reporters. That does not make him a genius that he runs that website or whatever the hell it is. He's not a baseball executive yet. Now he is. Now he's running the Marlins. You know what he's doing? He's running the Marlins into the ground. That's what he's doing.
And to say that he, quote unquote, runs the Players Tribune, I don't even know if I'd go that far. His name is slapped on the Players Tribune. You think he's the one calling everybody saying, I really want you to do a piece for the Players Tribune, or I really want you. Trust me, he's not doing any of that, especially now with this mess he's in with the Marlins.
Yeah, now that he's running the Marlins, I bet he's got about zero time for that. But I could be wrong.
He never did anything with it to begin with.
You don't think?
No. His name's on it.
That's it.
That's it.
So, do you think he's running the Marlins into the ground already?
He's not off to a good start. I don't like what he did with the guys that were there. I mean, Jeff Conine is a staple down there with the Marlins since they've been, and all those other guys for a couple hundred grand a year. You couldn't keep those guys around? Get out of here.
I'll say this: at the end of the day, I really am not so sure. No offense to Conine and these guys, but at the end of the day, they really don't matter.
It doesn't matter. It just looks bad. It doesn't matter. It just
does
looks
look
bad.
But I think people are, and you know, Media, people, fans are going to get over it. They're going
to
get over it.
They'll get over
Jeff
it. It's not like a fan isn't going to come to buy a ticket package because Jeff Conine's not going to be hanging around the ballpark. I'm not saying that. It just looks really bad, the optics of it.
Chris?
Well, I think what it's about, it's if you're not going to win on the field, you got to at least attempt to build a culture from the bottom up. And he's doing the complete opposite. He's tearing every fabric of that organization down that was represented by love of the fans and love of the people inside the building. He took it all. He burned it to the ground. Terrible job.
Yeah, I don't know, because I was there. I'm not sure there ever was a culture of Marlins culture. What it is, it's like Harper said, it's all these transplanters that are, you know, Cubs and Yankee fans that are down there. Believe it or not, it's true. I mean, have you ever gone to like sporting events down there? When you go, like, let's say, you know, when the Yankees play the Rays, look how many Yankee fans are down in Tampa, whatever. It's the same thing in Miami. If you go to the games, like, I went to the Raider game with the Dolphins. There were more Raider fans there almost than Dolphin fans. It was insane. I was sitting there going, like, is this happening? I've been to a million sporting events down there over the years, and there's as many, like, transplanters wearing the other team's sweater or jersey than you can shake a stick at. I'm not sure they ever had a baseball culture. I really don't think they did. Do you remember when they had, what was the guy's name? Ozzie Guillen. Remember how long that lasted?
He was going to change everything down there.
Wasn't he going to be the one that brought all the Cubans over to the ballpark?
But didn't he come the same time when they signed Reyes and Burley? When they signed all those guys, the free agents that year?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Nothing.
They were in Toronto about a year later.
I mean, nothing's ever worked out. Nothing's ever worked out in Miami with baseball. I mean, I won't deny Jim Leland brought him one and Jack McCann brought him one. And then that's it. I mean, so at least... at least in their front office, they got two World Series trophies. I got a picture of their 03 one in my house. I'm holding the trophy because I partied with them that entire season. And after they won the World Series, I went to their big bash. So I was a part of all that, believe it or not. And it's the only success they've ever had.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.